Get ready for trial dictation. Five seconds. Get ready. Mr. Deputy Speaker, sir, I welcome the budget presented by the Finance Minister. If the reports in the press are an indication of how this budget has been received by the public, it may be confidently asserted that it has been received well. In spite of the indications of the centre that the budget should be a balanced one and that there should be some more taxes, in spite of the instructions issued that agriculture must be taxed more, and also despite the valued opinion of the Finance Commission that land has not been taxed sufficiently, our Finance Minister has been bold enough to prepare a budget in which he has not changed the land revenue system. Perhaps he has fully examined the recommendations of the Land Revenue Reforms Committee. Get ready for main dictation. Code number of the question paper 517. 15 seconds. Ten seconds. It's ready. Ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, I would like to pay my tributes to the great Bharathiyar on his birthday. I have great pleasure to be with you today to take part in the International Bharathiyar Festival, and I would like to thank the organizers for inviting me to address the gathering through video conference. I am pleased to present the Bharathiyar Award for this year to the great scholar Thiru Viswanathan, who has dedicated his entire life towards research on Bharathiyar's works. I appreciate him for actively pursuing research on Bharathiyar even at the age of 86. You are aware that Bharathiyar was a poet, writer, social reformer, freedom fighter, and much more. He was a multifaceted personality. The learned people who spoke before me mentioned that he was known as Mahakavi, which means a great poet. I take this opportunity to inform that he cannot be linked to any single profession, and I would like to bring to your kind notice that his contribution to the society have been published in 16 volumes. I would like to point out that in a short life of 39 years, he wrote so much, and his songs on nationalism induced the masses to support the Indian independence movement. In this connection, I would like to point out that he was considered as a national poet due to his number of poems through which he urged the people to work strongly for the liberation of the country. You are all aware that the British government arrested Bharathiyar as they felt that his writings influenced the patriotic spirit of the Tamil youth. I would also like to bring to your attention that even in prison, he spent his time in writing poems on nationalism and country's welfare. I am confident that all of you will agree when I say that he considered Tamil language and motherland as his two eyes. You are well aware that he was against caste system and he declared that there were only two castes, men and women, and nothing more than that. I am of the opinion that his teachings are a strong reminder to us to remain united, and his writings are a guiding light. I would like to bring to your kind notice that he was of the firm opinion that any society which is divided will not be able to succeed. I would like to inform that though his songs were expressing greatness of ancient India, he warned that simply living in the past glory is not enough. I would also like to bring to your kind attention that he had advocated the move towards progress in the field of science and technology. The next point I would like to submit is that Bharatiyar's most important vision was empowerment of women. In this connection, he was of the opinion that women should walk with their heads held high and looking people straight in the eyes. We are inspired by his vision and working towards the attainment of this goal. I am happy to inform you that in every sphere of activity of the central government, topmost importance is given to dignity of women. I would like to add that 15 crore women entrepreneurs are funded by various schemes of the central government. I wish to inform that today women are becoming part of our armed forces and saying with confidence that the country is in safe hands as imagined by Bharatiyar. I am happy that Bharatiyar had a close link with Varanasi, which I have the honor of representing in the parliament. Letter from Karthikeyan and Sons, Coimbatore, to Messrs. Gopal and Company, Madurai. Dear Sirs, we are in receipt of your letter dated the 5th instant, requesting us to supply various items of goods manufactured by us. We take this opportunity to thank you for the orders placed, and we assure you that we shall send some of the goods ordered by you within 3 or 4 days. With regard to other items, we wish to inform you that at present they are out of stock. However, we would like to assure you that these goods will be dispatched to you during next week. We would like to inform you that we intend to manufacture some new articles for the benefit of our customers. We have great pleasure in enclosing herewith a list of these items and price list, and we request you kindly to go through the same very carefully. Our representative who is on tour in your district will meet you and give further details in this regard, so that you may be able to appreciate the usefulness of these articles. We would like to assure you that prompt attention will be given to your orders as and when they are received at our end. We are happy to inform you that we offer attractive discount for bulk purchase and prompt payments. We solicit your kind cooperation and await your orders for the supply of new articles. Yours faithfully.